Hello, folks. I'm here again with you, and I'm glad you're here with me. Here we are already in the month of April, tax month. If you haven't done your taxes or paid your taxes, April 15th, right? Or whatever, April 18th. Yeah, this is that month. So anyway, it's also the month where Jesus is still on the throne, and he's going to take care of each one of us and provide for us in these strange and perilous times we're living in today. So praise God, we are going to enjoy him in spite of all that the devil's doing, and the devil will not prevail. Jesus does, and his glory will be revealed in a wonderful and ongoing manner. Thank God for that. Hallelujah. Welcome to the program, and we're going to go ahead and open up with a little bit of news tonight. We're glad to hear that good report about that Finland politician lady, Dr. Pauli Räsänen. I don't know how to pronounce that name, but Räsänen wins on all hate crime charges for sharing Bible verse, just sharing a Bible verse when all this happened. It's amazing, isn't it? And went through court and had to get lawyers and fight. Terrible. But she wins on all counts. She's not charged with anything. Unanimously, the case has been dismissed on Wednesday this week. So, major free speech and religious liberty case. They had all the charges dropped and dismissed. Okay, finally, Hillary Clinton and DNC held legally accountable for lying about the funding of the famous and discredited Russian dossier used in a smear attempt against President Donald Trump weeks before he won the 2016 election. This may well be the very first time that Hillary Clinton, one of the most evidently corrupt, very evident, corrupt politicians in American history, has actually been held legally accountable. Wow. And that's something, yeah, that's what Dan Becker says. Anyway, the Federal Election Commission has fined Hillary and the DNC. Also, we see persecution around the world. In Nigeria, Fulani herdsmen killed an estimated 50 Christians, took about 100 captives, and burned down a church building, took a priest, and kidnapped him. Women and children were among the dead. And that's so sad to see brothers and sisters in Nigeria murdered like that. Lord, we pray for them, that those that are left will be protected from being murdered by the Christian haters over there. In Jesus' name. Here in America, 76% of parents that have children at home are concerned their children will leave their Christian faith, according to a newly released Barna survey. Well, that means that they think the world is going to pull them away. And with good cause. I mean, if you put them in that government school system, you're throwing them to the wolves. I mean, yeah, that's so much programming, so much pressure, so much LGBTQ garbage going on that it's just ridiculous that if the children would serve God, it is a miracle. And no wonder 76% are concerned that children will leave the Christian faith. In Canada, after 51 days in prison, the pastor is released from solitary confinement that they had up there. In solitary confinement, he's been released from it. Thank God. Oh, yeah. Glad to hear that. New York City mayor fires a Christian education advisor over her so-called anti-gay writing. The woman is also a pastor, Kathleen Barrett Lane, was fired because of her statements in a book that she wrote in 2013 listing homosexuality as a sin alongside other sins such as adultery, fornication, pedophilia, stealing, lying, etc. Well, the mayor is pro-gay and called the bill out in Florida as the gay and a gay bill or something like that. And yeah, so you see, these things that are happening is all anti-Christian, anti-Christ. We are living in the last days. Things are increasing. The Lord is increasing too, though. Thank God for that. Twitter suspend Charlie Kirk for saying a biological man is a man. Duh. Who do you think it is? You're born a man, you are a man. You don't become a woman. If God ordained that you be born a man, that's what you're born. Right? And you can call it whatever you want. But you're still a man. And you can change your body parts around, try to sew stuff on, take stuff off, do whatever. You're still what you were born as. Even though you might try to be something, take those hormones, do all this and that, the other, try to do all this stuff. But yeah, anyway, he's been suspended from Twitter. Human traffickers repeatedly posing as pastors with buses to haul off women and children on the Ukrainian border. Yeah, well, they see an easy way to traffic people and make some money. So is it any surprise? People that are wicked will just get wickeder, the Bible says, in these last days. Here's one that really is absolutely amazing to, the direction things are trying to head here. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, announces real meat will be banned in 2024. And a major push to supposedly protect the environment and consumers, buying meat directly from grocery stores and farmers will soon be banned. That's just a little over a year and a half away, tonight, 2024. And the decision comes on the heels of repeated public appeals by Bill Gates to stop eating real meat as climate control effort. That's right, as a climate control effort. They think that if you quit eating meat, the climate problem is going to be partially solved, right? And the University of California has concluded that cattle are the number one source of greenhouse gases, methane gases worldwide. Okay, well, everything alive produces methane gases. You're going to just want everybody to die then, I guess, huh? But not just quit eating meat and cattle and quit having cattle around and just get rid of everybody. Is that what you want? That'll mean getting rid of you too, right? It means everybody is everybody. Anyway, that's supposedly the announcement that real meat will be banned. Okay. Biden is considering pulling health care from veterans to treat illegal aliens. Okay, there's another one. amazing stuff happening. Two Ukrainian helicopters crossed into Russia and attacked a Russian oil depot. We see pictures of that burning. And so not only is Russia going into Ukraine, Ukraine is going into Russia. Think that might escalate anything at all? What a world we live in. The lost and dying world that Satan has been killing off for, you know, hundreds of years now is all coming to a head as we live in these latter days. But anyway, I believe in Jesus, don't you? And I believe that Jesus is coming back and believe he's coming for his church. And the second coming of Christ will happen. And we will see our Lord coming. If we're still alive, we'll see him coming in the clouds of glory. And we will be caught up to be with him and then thus rule with him for 1,000 years over the earth. And things will change dramatically as we have a new heaven and new earth ultimately. And that's coming also. But anyway, we're looking forward to the day of his return. And we're crying out for him to return quickly. And we know that things have been speeding up rapidly. And I was listening to a dream that one brother had today. And he said that he had a dream and the dollar bill was torn off. A fourth of the dollar bill was torn off. And then it was the $50 bill. And then it was a half of the $50 bill, meaning that, you know, that we're just losing the value. A quarter of the value of the dollar, and then half of the dollar's value, and then ultimately the whole $50 bill was done away with. And he said that he saw in a dream a $1 bill that didn't look anything like what we had before. So a new type of currency. Well, they want to bring in digital currency, and that's what it looks like they headed towards, so they can track everybody's spending, everybody know everything everybody spends on. And if they don't like it, if they think you're spending too much on one item or another item, they will come after you and tell you, you know, they'll suspend your account or whatever. And you can't get any money. Really? You know, that's where things are going. And that's what they want if they get away with all that. But we're praying against it, surely. We pray that they will not prevail and that Jesus will have his way. And that the people of God will intercede for this nation and for the world. And hey, if God's people pray, miracles will happen. I know things are going to happen before Jesus comes and everything won't be stopped because we know that it is written as it is written and it will come to pass. But still, we can pray against a lot of things and see God do great and mighty things in this time. And we're going to pray right now. As we start the program tonight, again, thank you for being here on this second day of April. Glad to have you. Well, it's the first day. I'm sorry. Did I say the second day? The first day of April. All right. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you with great thanksgiving and worship tonight and honor toward you, Lord. I worship you, honor you, glorify your name, Father God, and thank you that you're living inside of us. Through the Holy Spirit, that we have truly a hope within us that much of this world just simply doesn't have. A great confusion going on that they just don't have hope. In fact, they're talking about the world ending by 2030 and still talking that. Well, that may be very well true, that Jesus comes back by then. I sure pray so, Lord. Pray you'll do a quick work here and come quickly, Lord, and take us to be with you forever. And Lord, I pray protection for the believers, Lord, who are in Nigeria, Father, and other countries that are suffering great persecution. India, where a pastor was killed recently and shot, beaten and shot. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, protection for these men and women of God, these Christian brothers and sisters in India and Pakistan and all these countries where there's great persecution of the believers. And, of course, we pray for protection for us here in America, Lord. There's persecution of believers here as well. Lord, that you would protect us from the agenda of those that want to destroy the present system and every vestige of the past of a godly nation and destroy Christianity as it has been known. And oh, Lord, we pray that these things will stop in Jesus' name. We rebuke the enemy for it and command him to be bound in Jesus' name. And just tell him that he will not prevail in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that. And we give you all the glory, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the mighty power of the Holy Spirit that's working right now. We thank you, Lord, that we have been given great and powerful authority and a great and powerful anointing to break the yoke that is trying to be put on this nation and on us. And we thank you that it be broken in the name of Jesus right now. And we cover this nation with the blood of Jesus. We come against those wicked ones that are just full of evil and darkness and possessed by devils. And just pray, Lord, that you will remove them from office, Lord, and put righteous people in office in place of them. And we thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, for this happening rapidly, Father. We pray, Lord, that things will turn around very quickly in Jesus' name. And that God's people will get before you, Lord, and cry out with faith and believing for changes to take place for your glory, Father, that you would be lifted up and glorified, Father. We thank you for that now, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for every listener tonight, Father, whatever they might be experiencing, going through, facing. Lord, if it be difficult situations, we pray that you will guide them and turn things around. And Lord, that you would be there, to be that very present help for them in their trouble, Father. And they would see the hand of Jesus. They would see the Holy Spirit at work on their behalf, Father. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are free, Lord, in Christ Jesus. And we don't have to walk in the bondage of being terrified by the enemy and fearful and stressed out. But, Lord, we can rest in you, Lord, even in the midst of the weirdness of the world and this craziness and the insanity that we see going around. Now, just demon-caused insanity, what it is, the powers of the enemy getting a hold of people as they willingly yield themselves over to the darkness, Lord. But we pray eyes will be open and people will come to know you, Lord. We pray for salvation to take place in many, and there will be a mighty harvest, Father, even though it looks like things are winding down very quickly, Lord. We pray for a harvest in the midst of all that. In Jesus' name, we cover the program with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for healthy bodies, Father, keeping each of us healthy and strong physically. Lord, and taking care of us, Lord, through these latter days, Father, that in days that we might not be able to go to the medical system, Lord, but we're safe in your medical system. We're safe in God's hands, the great physician, taking care of us, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you that you're taking care of these bodies, Father, renewing our strength, Lord, and our youth is renewed as the eagle. And Lord, we also thank you that with a long life, you will sanctify us and show us your salvation, Lord. We praise you for that. We praise you for the work of grace going on right now in our lives, Father, that we are living under the power of grace, which is a mighty power, strong in the Lord and the power of his might, Father. Thank you for that. Bless the time of the word tonight, the deliverance following. Just thank you for speaking to people's hearts, Father, powerfully by your Spirit. The power of the Spirit will move tonight, Father. We thank you for that in Jesus' name and ask you to bless every listener and bless those who listen later as well as those who listen live. In the name of Jesus, we commit this to you and give you all the glory. Everybody say amen in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're ready to go into the Word of God tonight, ready to share these things with you. And it's terrified of your adversary. Are you terrified of your adversary? You know, I've seen a lot of Christians go into divorce court, and over the years, I remember I received a call one time from a brother in the Lord in another state, and his marriage had ended in divorce. His wife was a big, important person in the church, and she ministered in the church, and yet she told them after they were married, you know, I have multiples, I have altars. And he never saw that while they were dating. Well, anyway, after they were married, he sure saw it then when her alternate personalities took over, which I believe are demons. I know other people try to tell you they're not demons, and they try to tell you, well, that's just part of me, and I just want all my alters to get along with each other and function well together. I had somebody come for deliverance wanting that, wanting me to help their alters all get along. But those are demons, and demons are, you know, working together anyway to destroy you if they're in there, right? But anyway, she said that when her altars took over, he said when her altars took over, she was a monster, and the most foul, unclean language came out of her mouth at him. And yet at church, oh, she was so sweet and so happy, and just everybody thought she was the most spiritual woman. And yet even on the way to church, she would curse at her husband and say, blank you, over and over and over. See, these alternate personalities, these multiple personalities were in great manifestation. And yet at church, oh my, yeah, the fake Christian thing took over. Or maybe the real Christian was allowed because the altars went down and weren't manifesting, you know. But well, this is just not a part of people, and it's not harmless. That's a lie. These are spirits, and they're tormentors. Multiple personality, altered personality, you know, they need to go. They need to be cast out. And it got so bad that he couldn't take it anymore. And he asked her to leave, and he ended up, you know, getting a divorce. So anyway, but I'm not picking on men. I mean, on women here, because men too can be bound up and have altered personality. The one, there was one in all his personalities to get along was a man, by the way, and, he didn't want them out. He just wanted them all to learn to get along with each other and function together in him, and wanted me as a deliverance minister to make that happen. Well, I told him things he probably didn't like too much, right? So, but anyway, I hate to tell you this, but, you know, the enemy is in the church big time and has been in the church big time for generations. Just because somebody goes to church doesn't mean they don't have spirits. Doesn't mean they aren't bound by demons. Just because they look good on Sunday morning doesn't mean they don't have a bunch of darkness in their life or some very deep darkness in their life. I know of another couple that is just terrible situation that the wife just makes the husband do everything. Wife doesn't even want to get out of bed and do any cooking or anything. He does everything. It's a tragic situation, and yet around Christians, well, she's so spiritual and how to be impressive and knows everything, you know, spiritually. And okay, but, you know, just so they look good, just because they look good doesn't mean they are good, right? I mean, we have multiple adversaries today, and they can come at you through so-called fine Christians, too. In fact, spirits use some Christians like they're puppets on a string. That's right. They're the demons' puppets on a string because they have so much control in their life. Because the Christians have yielded it to them, whether they do it ignorantly or on purpose, they have done so. And these spirits cause strife in marriages, in families, in churches. They separate, they divide, they conquer, they stir up, they trouble people. They destroy relationships. There's marriage-breaking spirits that work against the marriages. If you have a Christian marriage today, the enemy's after your marriage. And some of you, maybe he's already gotten your marriage through various demonic things that happen, and you're not married anymore because you were attacked by devils in your marriage in one form or another. And you might not have even thought it was a demon attack, but nevertheless, it happened, and the marriage broke up and failed. And a lot of times it's obvious it's a demon. Other times you don't see it as well. But we have to develop the discernment to be able to see these things and resist the devil. And he will flee and fight for our homes and our children and our health, our finances, so many things, our churches. So we do have these multiple adversaries today. And we need to be on guard. Okay? They may even have ministries, or maybe they're high up in ministry, but they still have demons. Everybody has demons, so what makes you think that a minister would be exempt from demons? I've been a minister a long time, and I've had demons cast out of me many times. Okay? And Jezebel spirits love to control ministries and ministers. We've had them attempt to control us over the years in various manners and forms. Certainly has happened. Oh, yeah. So we've allowed women to rule in ways that Scripture seems to say not to do it, right? Let's read Isaiah 3:12 here. It says, as for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Oh, my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy path. Okay, so what's happening here? Those that lead thee will cause thee to err. You think that the people that are trying to lead this nation today that are causing Christians to err, especially the weak ones, especially those that are very easily under the influence of 2 Corinthians 13. Yeah, but it says, obey the government at any cost, right? No, you don't. You don't obey devils. You don't obey people that are demon-possessed, trying to make you do things that are demonized and antichrist. You don't obey that. When they go that way, yeah, you obey if they say don't run a red light and don't, you know, speed and stuff like that. But, you don't obey stuff that says kill your baby, fund all this evil that they have going on today. I mean, it's a curse when children rebel against parents and women rule in government and churches, according to the Scripture here, right? And that's what we read. I didn't write this, and I'm not against women. Of course, women can have positions of authority and lead if they're under authority and they're Christians in authority. I mean, their husbands, fathers, or pastors, or they're under their authority, and they could certainly have positions of leadership. But we live in a strange time, okay? And Satan has twisted things and therefore been able to give place to the enemy of men. People have just easily done that. And so we see things that the Bible says are being twisted today, because whatever Satan sees in a word, he's going to do his best to twist it and pervert it and make it not accurate and just try to turn everybody against God if they can. So there's a lot happening in the church that contradicts the sound doctrine of God's word today. And God is still moving in his church too. And yeah, we have many adversaries, and we need to learn not to be intimidated and brought into fear by these many adversaries that we're facing. We are in, number one, we're in the last days, perilous times. We need to know that. And number two, we are in serious spiritual warfare. And if you don't recognize that and you're not engaged in that, then something is not being understood in your life, or else you're just spiritually lazy and don't want to engage the enemy, and then you just happen to have whatever will be. In other words, whatever the enemy throws at you, you're subject to it because you won't fight. We've had people come for deliverance that wanted us to do all the fighting, and we told them, no, you have to fight. We can't do all your fighting for you. We don't live with you 24/7. We can't do all your spiritual warfare for you on your behalf. No, Jesus wants you to fight. The Bible says you resist the devil and he will flee from you, not us resist the devil for you and he will flee from you. That's not what the Scripture says. So everybody has a part in the battle. Everybody needs to be engaged in spiritual warfare, and not everybody is that a believer believes today. Philippians 1:27, only let your manner of life or conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. How do you stand fast? Well, spiritual warfare is the only way you can stand fast, through in the gospel. Okay? and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. So we see here that we don't be terrified of the adversary. We're commanded not to be terrified. Okay? God wants to deal a blow to the fears tonight. Amen. Instead of being terrified, we're going to have to be bold toward them, for we are in a conflict, and we must not fear the adversary, because we have authority over every one of them. You need to stand fast against them, like we just read here. Stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Hallelujah. Stand fast against them. Yeah, they may persecute us so that we suffer, but hey, don't be overcome by them. We overcome them. We overcome them. They don't overcome us. We overcome them. Right? We overcome the powers of darkness. We overcome the wicked devils out there that are trying to exalt themselves against Jesus and the church of the living God today. 1 John 5:4 tells us, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Is not overcome by the world. It overcometh. He overcometh whoever, whatsoever is born of God. Overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. When we're talking about the world, we're talking about Satan and his forces of evil, right? And then go back to verse 3 and 4, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that they should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Right? They're of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that's not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. See, there's a spirit of error out there, and there's a spirit of truth. And we have to be on guard against the spirit of error, because the spirit of error is manifesting itself big time right now. You hear it every day. In fact, I wouldn't refuse to listen to mainstream media, because they're just lying and speaking the spirit of error out all over the place. I don't listen to that. We don't want to, in our mind, see, we are warring against antichrist devils today who refuse to confess Jesus as the only way to salvation. That's right. As Christ the anointed one. They don't want to confess that. They don't want to confess that Jesus is the anointed one of God. But we're going to have to overcome the antichrist spirit. Many religions are antichrist today. Catholicism is an antichrist. The Pope is antichrist. Antichrist is warring against the true church. The true church is everyone who is truly born again in Christ Jesus. So antichrist wars against the truth, because he's anti-truth. These devils are anti-truth because they're pro-lies. They're pro-lies. They're not pro-truth. They're pro-lies. Yes, amen. And we are the true church. And this is going to intensify until the very end. And nothing terrified, though. We can't be terrified of it. We can't be terrified of a devil that comes up and sneaks up on you. No, we need to be in the spirit so that we can recognize his attack, recognize that he's trying to sneak up on us. We need to get in the spirit more. We need to get in spirit where we hear the things of heaven and we recognize the things of the enemy very clearly. And we hear the things of heaven very accurately. Amen. So how can I not be terrified today in the time that we're living in? The same way Jesus called his 12 disciples. How did he call his 12 disciples? If we look over in Mark 3, we see how he called the 12 disciples. Mark chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 14 here. 3:14. It says, and he goeth up into a mountain and called unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. What did he do? He called unto him. What did he do? He called unto him. That means we have to be with him. That's how we cannot be terrified. Be with him. Be in his presence. Be with the Lord. If you don't spend daily time with the Lord, then you're missing out, folks, and you're not prepared for what's going on. Okay? You need to make some time for Jesus. Right? I mean, he calleth them unto him, and they came unto him, And in verse 14, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And he still said the same thing to us today. Cast out devils, heal the sick, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen. But then first he said he called you to be with him. Then number two, you go out. After you've been with him, you go out in war. Then you come back and be with him again, and then you go out in war. You be with him again, and then you go out in war. Of course, he never leaves nor forsakes you, so he's with you in the midst of the battle. But being with him is the very most important of these two things. Intimacy, closeness to Jesus, worship, prayer, fellowship, praise are the precursors to any effective spiritual battle with the enemy. We have to have it. We have to have it, okay? If we don't learn to be close with Jesus and with him, intimate with him, we have no confidence in him for the battle. And hey, we have no confidence in war, and we are in a battle. We are in war, and the sooner we face that and recognize that, the sooner we're going to be ready to overcome. I mean, when you really know him, you know you can face any enemy, for he is with you always. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you forever. And when your faith is not real strong, what do? Well, you walk in your God-given faith. You use the faith of God. We so often try to believe in our own faith and it doesn't wonder why it doesn't work. Well, Jesus gave us a measure of faith. Jesus is the author and finisher of the faith. Jesus is the creator of his faith and our faith, which he gives to us. And if we'll take it up and use it, hey, we can see great and mighty things take place. We can see the enemy defeated. Amen. So when your faith is weak, be strong in his faith. Okay, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord, not our might, his might. God calls us first to closeness with him, as we see here. He called his disciples to him, to be with him. And then he sends us out into the battle. And then to win the loss and the war with the enemy, for the preaching of the gospel, by the way, is warfare. Because it's highly resisted by the enemy. The enemy hates it. And what we don't often realize sometimes is that for every church group that is getting somewhere with God, every Christian that's really getting somewhere with God, there's probably a satanic group and a group of witches and Satanists somewhere praying to Satan against that church group or those individuals that are getting somewhere with God, right? The enemy is very diligent in his work against the Lord. He's very diligent to try to stop us. But the good news is Jesus is infinitely more powerful than the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. But if Christians remain ignorant and don't recognize what they come up against and what they're up against, they're going to be devoured by the enemy because he doesn't not have power. But our power is greater if we are walking in our power. And a lot of Christians are simply not walking in their power. They simply don't know how to walk in a power, but that's not you and me. Amen? So he walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Devour, that word is katapino in the Greek, and it means to swallow up or drown. He's trying to swallow us up or drown us in his wickedness, in his deception, in his evil, through his forces. And many Christians today are drowning in demons. Lives have been overrun. Yeah. And they can't seem to get free because they're ignorant or because they won't fight. The enemy wants to swallow up Christians. In other words, in order to get them bound up in him with his demon controlling their lives all the time, that's what he wants. And he's gotten away with it. You know that. And a lot of believers, you've met believers like that. I've met believers like that. And we're going to have to learn to walk in a powerful, mighty, victorious faith that God has given us, the faith of Jesus. So we need to walk powerfully, mighty, victoriously in Jesus too. Amen? The name above all names, the name of Jesus, All spirits are subject to us through the name of Jesus. That's what it says in Luke 10:19 and 20. The spirits are subject unto you if you walk in your true authority. But our trust has to be in the Lord. We have to truly, truly, truly trust in him with all of our heart. We have to believe what he says is true and act like it's so and manifest that reality in our day-to-day life. Walk that way, talk that way, think that way, see. And then our greatest joy is our intimacy with the Lord, which should be ever-growing and will continue throughout eternity. We grow more and more closer to him. And I know that when we go to be with him, we're going to be very close, and we will know even as we are known. So exactly the fullness of our knowledge then, will much of it will come. But I'm sure throughout eternity there'll be much more to be gained. But warfare can be ugly. Warfare can be ugly. But I rejoice in the victory, don't you? And I'm more rejoiced that my name is in heaven and I'll be with him forever and ever, past the time of warfare, when it's all gone, past the time that Satan has his rulership on the earth. We'll still be with Jesus. He'll be cast into the bottomless pit, to the outer darkness of evil, where he can just sit there and be tormented forever, right? But we'll be with Jesus in eternal joy and closeness to our Savior. I mean, why would we want to join the dark forces anyway? That would be ridiculous. He called us first to be with him, then to go out and do warfare and preach and witness and all of that. Lay hands on the sick, cast out devils. And the preaching and witnessing, casting out devils, that'll pass away, but the being with him, never going to pass away. Never, never, never. So intimacy is the key to your victory. Let that sink in. Let us live in what we shall have forever first, and we'll be victorious in what we have in the present temporary world. Amen? Amen. And if we're in intimacy, we shall in nothing be terrified by those adversaries out there, which will rain down terror on them, right? When we walk that way, if we walk in holy boldness, it will rain down terror on them. They hate holy boldness. Okay? They hate a Christian who will walk in his boldness. They'll walk in his authority, walk in the faith, and use the name of Jesus against the enemy. Boldly, and the blood of Jesus, the weapons of our warfare, are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of these demonic strongholds. And so let's go pull them down, folks. Pull them down in Jesus' name. Pull them down over our nation. Pull them down over your family. Pull them down. Listen, if you're anointed of God, you have a power in you to affect things in a way that others do not. If you're aware of the anointing that you carry, if you're aware of the power that you carry, you can affect things mightily and very successfully because of the anointing that you carry. The anointing breaks the yokes over this world. The anointing breaks the yoke in our own lives. The anointing is powerful, folks. And we carry the anointing. We carry the Holy Spirit. Let's become aware and become powerful and useful in it. Amen? Use it. Usefulness in the anointing. Okay? All right. Amen. Amen. So the devil often are not afraid of us because we don't walk in that anointing. But if we were walking it, they are fearful of us. But if you are fearing them, what you fear, you will bow down to, you will be in bondage to. And I don't want to bow down to any demon, do you? Do not fear the devil in anything. And yeah, we know he has power, but ours is greater. Remember, we just read, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen? Be an overcomer today. Now is the time to be an overcomer. Don't wait. Now I overcome in Jesus. Now I'm an overcomer. We have to determine enough. and our future, we have to determine it right now, okay? Because the future, you know, it holds a lot of evil things that have to take place before the return of Jesus. So if you don't determine your future now, that it's in Christ and in the authority of Christ that you have the authority to rebuke devils, you have the authority to call down fire from heaven, you have the authority when necessary to do this thing or when needed. Yeah, that's right. What does that scripture in Psalms say? It says, let the days be few and let another take their office. Are you praying that? It's in Psalms. You can pray that way. Let the days be few and let another take their office. Let another one and let it be a righteous one in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. They don't have a leg to stand on against the power of God. You think that the devil is going to protect them? It's not going to protect them. Jesus is greater when God's people know how to activate the things of the kingdom of God and activate the realm of spiritual power to be released on their behalf. But where are the people that are doing that today? Where are the people that are calling forth the fire down from him? Where are the people that are engaging in this level of warfare? Amen. Now I overcome in Christ. Remember that. Now I overcome in Christ. I determine that I am an overcomer now, a devil overcomer, a circumstance and situation overcomer. These satanic ones set up circumstances and situations in your life and they try to bring you into subjection to them through the circumstances and situation. They try to make you weak. They try to subject you to them. They don't just happen to circumstances and situations of your life for no reason. They're happening because there's something behind it that sets those things up. And so we're going to have to set ourselves against the demonic circumstances and situations as well. That, again, will terrify the enemy if we do that. It'll terrify him. He hates it. When he meant to terrify you, here we go. We turn around and terrify him. Oh, my. You mean we can do that, Pastor Kyle? Yes, we should be doing that. Let us be the devil's worst nightmare. Not the other way around. Amen? Let us be the devil's worst nightmare. Oh, he wants to get you to hold grudges. He wants you to get you bitter if you get away with that sort of thing. Because he disables you. He cripples you. When you're bitter, you get crippled. You get demonized. You get a bunch of devils in you. And you get subjected to demons instead of subjected to the Holy Spirit. And submitted and yielded to the Holy Spirit. Job 42:10, what happened? And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. When he prayed for his friend, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Yeah, those friends that were, you know, picking on him and telling him, well, you've done all this sin. That's why this has happened to you. Why you've been bad. You've done this. You've done that. This couldn't happen to you otherwise. It wouldn't be happening. Job's friends were not really much friends. They criticized Job. And yet, are you praying for your friends? Are you praying for your enemy? Are your so-called friends? Remember, Job, God turned his captivity when he prayed for his so-called holier-than-thou friends, and he gave him twice as much as he had before. So don't let yourself let the devil get you over to some bitter area where you hold some grudge against somebody. But yeah, maybe you're tithing and you're giving. But are you praying for anybody? You know, I think there's a key here to the blessing of the Lord in God. Give, yeah, but also pray for people. Even pray for those who have mistreated you. And what happened when Job did that, he got twice as much as he had before. Because he didn't get bitter, he got better. He got elevated. He got lifted up, see, by praying for them that really mistreated him when he was going through all that. Hey, be better than bitter, okay? Because there are demons of bitterness, and we don't want them, okay? So give no place to them when they come knocking at your door and want to get in inside of you and mess you up and get you bitter, and get you hold of some kind of a grudge. See, because you get hold of a grudge, you're in the devil's territory, and he's got open door on you. It's open season on you when you go holding unforgiveness towards somebody, holding grudges, you know, the Bible says don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't let the sun go down on you holding out against somebody, being mad at somebody, being bitter towards somebody. Deal with it, saints. Deal with it by the Spirit of God. Remember, God forgave you. You can forgive them. Hey, he forgave you all kinds of stuff. You can't forgive your brother, sister, or even the lost person. Hey, we can break the bondages of Satan through forgiveness many times because the devil hates forgiveness. He wants you to hate others. He wants you to be angry. He wants you to be bitter. He wants you to hold grudges. He wants you to have aught against your brothers and sisters and other people. He wants you right in his territory. He knows that has worked repeatedly, time after time after time after time. I've seen people carrying grudges in church. They come to work, church and I see the grudges on them. I see the unforgiveness on them. I've seen people like that in public. I've talked to people like that at conferences. I've met people at conferences and all they could do is talk about how they were hurt, how they were wounded, and how they're just eating them up, and they were letting it eat them up. Because you go into the devil's territory, he will eat you up in that area. I'm reminded of another man who married a woman, and after a few years, it just wasn't working like it should have. So what did he do? Well, he accepted Jesus because he thought, well, Jesus would make him love his wife. It'd make his marriage better. And it didn't work like he thought. And today he's not with his wife, nor is he with the Lord, because why? Well, he followed Jesus for the wrong motivation, for the wrong motive, to get Jesus to make him love his wife, to get Jesus to make him be able to love what he didn't love. You know, people follow Jesus for many, many reasons, many motivations, and many of them are selfish ambition and fear of hell or hopes of prosperity or hopes of something to get something from him or love for excitement and miracles or to please somebody, to please grandma or Aunt Susie or Uncle Jim or whatever, and many other motivations. And yet all these are going to eventually prove that they're going to be an inadequate foundation for a person's faith to stand on, because they won't stand when the going gets a little rough or they don't get their answered prayer the way they want it, and they start getting bitter, not better. They start getting angry at God, and they walk away. People walk away from Jesus every day. That's right. And people are getting saved every day, too. Thank you, Jesus. But there are people who are walking away from their faith, too. So, why are you claiming the name of Jesus today in your life? What is your motivation? Did you confess Jesus only for what he could do for you or your family? Or if so, your foundation's a bit shaky. Are you serving Jesus today because you want money or you want his prosperity, his blessing on you? Well, you need to face it, folks. Why are you a Christian? Or are you a Christian? If you're not a Christian right now, you need to become a Christian and ask Jesus to forgive you for your sin. Ask the Father to forgive you in Jesus' name and cleanse you from all sin. And repent for him and give him your life right now. Jesus, I give you my life. I'm yours, Lord. Just do it. What are you waiting for? I wouldn't want to be in a lost condition any longer than I had to be if I were in one, which I'm not, but I wouldn't want to be. In fact, you know what I'd do if I was lost. I would get saved, right? Amen. Wouldn't you? You that know the Lord? What would you do if you were lost? I'd get saved. I'd go get born again. I'd go and find me somebody could lead me to do this. If I could do it on my own, I'd find somebody. But you could do it on your own. You could have Jesus in your heart by yourself. You don't have to have help. You just have to have the Holy Spirit bringing conviction. Amen? So let's go to John 11 here. Read another scripture. John 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is an interesting word for us tonight here, but an important one. John 11, 23, Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. What are they talking about here? Mary and Martha. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. See, Martha was talking with Jesus after the death of Lazarus. And Jesus told her brother would rise again. And she said, yes, Lord, in the resurrection on the last day at the coming of the Lord. By the way, notice last day here, not any day, not at some secret rapture. There isn't one. There's only the second coming of the Lord at the resurrection, right? Jesus redirected her faith, though, because this is what many Christians' problem is, okay? Her faith in the doctrine of the resurrection was where her faith was, not in Jesus himself. And this is what Jesus told her in verse 25. It says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. It's not just an event. I'm the resurrection and the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And then she got it. She said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. She got it. And she made her confession right there. And then she got the revelation. She got the understanding. Hallelujah. So it's possible for us to have a lot of our doctrine, which is teaching, lined up properly without having the life and the relation and the revelation of Jesus. It's also possible to have life in Jesus before we all get our doctrines lined up also. Right? I've seen people get born again and they didn't have all their doctrine right, but you know what? They knew the Lord. They were excited. They were thrilled because they knew Jesus. And yet I've met some religious people that you wonder if they knew Jesus at all, because all they would do is argue their little pet doctrine. And that seemed like the only thing that mattered to them was to prove themselves right in their little pet doctrine that they believed, even if it wasn't right, quite right. See, what we do, we reduce truth from the person of Jesus to just a mere doctrine or a teaching or a religion. And that distorts the truth and brings deception in by the power of evil spirits, see. And Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life, is what he said. And so Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the resurrection. He said, I'm the resurrection. Without Jesus, there is no resurrection. Without Jesus, there is no truth, right? And so Jesus is the truth. And those who love Jesus love truth. When you really love Jesus, what are you loving? You're loving the truth and hating the lie. The Bible says to hate the evil, love the good, love the truth, right? The Bible speaks of a great falling away, of a falling away coming. And it'll probably be those, right, who don't love the truth himself, Jesus himself, right? They're not in an intimate relationship. They're not in a close relationship with Jesus himself. It's just a religion. It's just a do's and don't thing. Those are probably the first ones to fall away. So they don't really know him. They just know about him. They know about his word. They have read the Bible some, maybe a lot, some of them. But they don't know the author of the Bible. See? Truth is a person, not a right teaching, a religion, or a doctrine. Truth is Jesus. Truth is Jesus. Just say it. Truth is Jesus. Hello? Truth is Jesus. It's even easy to know all about the Lord and still not know him. See? Like I've been saying here. We may know all about him, but still be worshiping an unknown God. Because hearing right doctrines is not going to deliver us from the fire and the times that are coming on the earth here. Okay? Knowing him is what's going to deliver. I mean, there's a lot of fears that are attacking a lot of Christians. And the reason that they're controlled by a lot of fears today is because they don't really know the truth. They don't really know the master. They're not intimate with the master. We've got to develop an intimate, close relationship with Jesus. We've got to know him in whom we have believed. The Bible tells us to know him in whom we have believed. Amen? Then we're ready. We're ready. Amen. The fears that Christians are suffering, if they really knew him as their way, their truth, their life, their love, their everything, they would not be yielding to those fears. They needed deliverance, and they had those fears in them already, and they had not yet been delivered. Right? Then sometimes those fears would get the best of them, and they need to get delivered from the spirit of fear and continue to press in closer to Jesus as they get these things out. But when the fires of tribulation come, it's not going to be just our discipline or even our knowledge of the truth that's going to keep us walking with God or being faithful. The only thing that's going to keep us is our faith in him, our love for him, and our relationship, a strong relationship with him, that we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The person Jesus is what's going to get us through. And in the end, everyone will quit except for those that are in the right relationship, the truth relationship with the truth. Because the Bible says even the elect will be deceived if it's possible. So when our love grows cold, what happens? We'll begin to drift away from him. Yeah, I've watched many do so over the years. Their love grown cold. At one time I watched them, they were full of Jesus and pursuing God and pursuing a relationship, but then they quit doing that. And it became, you know, just, well, you know, I've done all that before. Yeah, I've seen that stuff before. It becomes, you know, like an old hat. I mean, it's not fresh. And they're not in a relationship like they should be. They're just drifting away. And you know, we're warned of that by Paul in the book of Hebrews. It tells us, lest we let it slip. We don't want to let ourselves slip into condition. So therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip or we should fall away. Basically what that's saying, slip away. Oh, yeah. I tell you, it's important to be close to him in these latter days. Our everything is Jesus. Everything. Jesus. Amen? Everything. 2 Thessalonians. Go read that. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Turning my pages here. Just a minute. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9 and 10 says, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. See, there's got to be the love of the truth. Why are so many going to be easily deceived, even religious people, because they didn't receive the love of the truth, the love for Jesus, the love of the truth? You know, we heard a couple of people speaking one week, different ones, and someone said that Jesus was born on December 25th. And these people said to him that that's not true. He was born April 26th. Joseph Smith said so. See, this is an example of having a knowledge but not a love for the truth. They had some knowledge. Both of them did. One was a Christian, one was a Mormon. Fact of the matter is, did they have a love for the truth? They have a love of Jesus. A lot of people can argue Bible doctors and think they can prove things, but do they prove their love for Jesus by those things that they're doing, arguing and stuff and carrying on, trying to prove their little doctrine? You know, we get so caught up with what we think we know that we miss who we should know, the one who we really should know. And that's Jesus. Just say, Jesus, reveal yourself to me. Let me draw in closer to you, Lord. Amen. Those who are taught about God are never filled. But those who are taught to love God will have an ever-flowing river of living water flowing through through them out of their innermost spirit, up out of them through their innermost spirit, you know, life, you have the life, so that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. It says that a pure river that flows out from the throne of God. What is pure? God's life, his blood, the truth, the love of God. It's pure. Not a mixture of pure and impure. No, we serve and follow a pure God. The world has not the purity. Nothing is fully pure here in this world except for the things of God. We have a pure God. We have pure blood of Jesus, pure truth, pure love. Not an unclean God. No, no, no. One like the God of this world, an unclean God. No, no, we have a clean God. Some Christians have let the God of this world poison their walk with Jesus, poison their walk with God. It's not a pure walk. It's polluted by wrong concepts of the Lord. And the truth has been twisted by the enemy. See, the enemy knows the Bible, and he knows how to twist things. He's gotten good at twisting things, just enough that it sounds right, but it's not right. He did that to Jesus, remember, in the wilderness. Even in the wilderness, he twisted the word just enough to serve his purposes. And, of course, Jesus saw that and used the pure word to rebuke him through the power and authority that he had to speak in it as the anointed one. And now we're the anointed ones also because he anointed us, right? And so we're carrying the anointing. And when we speak the word, the truth and power, then the devil is going to run too for a season away from us, like it did from Jesus. After three times he had it, he had to go. He took off. But enough of this, it's not working. My twisting hasn't worked. Jesus isn't bowing his knee to me. He's not doing what I suggested he do and tempted him to do. Yeah. There are many Christians with whom devils have twisted the word and in their lives, and they listen, they embrace a twisted doctrine, a twisted word, even an antichrist word that is not fully accurate. Because Satan did it then to Jesus. You think he isn't doing it to Christians today? Three times in the wilderness that we're told about, but it had been many probably things that had taken place. So we're told of the three times that Jesus rebuked the devil with the real truth, and Satan twisted the truth to his own purposes. And so that has happened today to many Christians, that the enemy twisted things and they bought into it because they didn't know the truth well enough. They didn't know the Bible well enough. They didn't know the author of the Bible well enough. And so they listened and embraced it, something twisted, something that is not fully accurate. There are many watered down and twisted Bible versions, such as the NIV version, the non-inspired version, we call it, and that the Living Bible. Things that have been changed or left out. You know, there are many other versions too. There are a number of other versions that are not good versions. You know, the war on the saints is fought on all fronts, folks. And the war on the saints is going on right now. And many are succumbing to the battle and to the enemy and becoming prisoners of war. They have been subjected to the enemy. They have fallen to some degree. They may still be saved, still going to heaven and all, but they've subjected themselves to a lie, to a twisting, to something that is not fully accurate. Amen. We got to be on guard against this stuff. Amen. Amen. The war on the saints. There's not just one strategy of Satan, by the way. There are many strategies, and we need to be grounded in the truth and in the love of the truth. The Bible says in these last days, that if possible, again, even the very elect would be deceived. So be on guard. There is a flood of deception out there right now that has been sent against Christianity and Christians. Guard against the twisting demon that twist truth where the truth is not pure to where the truth is not pure anymore. They twist it, and they try to pollute it. Just a little twisting can change everything. How many know that? If you just change a little bit, it says something different than what it really said. Right. And they're doing that today. Demons are experts at doing that. They practice it and practice it. And we're going to see a lot of that go on in these days. So you got to guard against the twisting demon. Right? Amen. The twist thing. It's not pure anymore. Not pure Jesus. Not pure truth. But a mixture. And a mixture is confusion. Like, for example, the LGBTQ. Oh, you don't love God if you don't love and accept us. See, that's a twisting. That's not what the scripture said. We don't embrace evil. We don't embrace sin. See, we may love a sinner to Christ, but we hate the evil and are not accepting of the evil people that are involved in the evil that the people are involved in there. We're not accepting of that. We don't embrace that. We don't embrace the sinner, but we come to the sinner with the truth and love the actual spirit of the person, the individual in there that has been flooded by the devil and demons. What does it say in Jude here? Remember what it says in Jude? Let's go read that. In Jude 22 and 23, it says, and if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Hating the garment spotted by the flesh. What's that word? Chiton in the Greek. And it means the undergarment, the underwear, the place of where, you know, close up to the body, the uncleanness, the uncleanness of the flesh, in other words, in touch with the ungodly flesh and its action and its activity. So what do we do as a believer to stay out of the twistings of the devil? Well, look at verse 20 and 21. It says here, but ye beloved, see, ye beloved, not those who are, in the previous verse, you know, those who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the spirit, praying in tongues every day, keeping yourselves in the love of God. Keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. These are the important things. Amen. What shall I do? It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I shall pray with the spirit. I shall pray with the understanding. In other words, I'll pray in the language I speak, English, and I'll pray in the spirit in my heavenly language. And this is what it's saying. It says, he that prays in an unknown tongue buildeth up himself and edifies himself, which means build up. And right here it's saying, but you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the tongue, praying in the spirit. See? We need to pray in the spirit. Stay in the love of God. Stay in that relationship of love. Look for his return and his mercy, not a religion, not a, just getting caught up in this, that, and the latest craze in the church or the latest pet doctrine or whatever. No. Stay in the love of God. Stay in the love of God. Stay in that which is true and that which is spiritually alive today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:16. Amen. Oh, this is, yeah, taking longer than so much to yet share. But, oh well. We'll do as much as we can tonight. Galatians 3:16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith, not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Notice he doesn't say, and to his seeds, as referring to many, but rather to one, to your seed, which is Christ. So the promises of God aren't given to us independently of him, but instead in him. And we are where? In him right now. In the seed. We are part of the seed. So they were not given to be consumed on our selfish desires. They were given to fulfill his purposes and plans and for his glory, see? And Satan, he attempts to get us to use the promises of God for selfish reasons. That's one of his most effective temptations, to lure us away from God and cause us to center and focus on ourselves. See, self-centeredness is our enemy, one of our enemies. He didn't call us to be self-centered. He called us to be Christ, Jesus-centered, God-centered, Father-centered, Holy Ghost-centered. That's what we call to be as Christians today, not to be self-centered. All the focus is on us, and that's the way it is for most Christians. They run around just focusing on themselves all the time and everything about themselves, and I want this for myself, this for my family, this for me, this for mine, and this for my kids, children, whatever, you know. So, yeah, going on. Well, this is one of the devil's most effective temptations, and it works. Remember, he even tried to use it on Jesus, right? If you just bow down, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world, right? Shortcut. Yeah, and if you give in to this temptation, you're going to come up empty and dry. Why? Because the Bible says we're complete in him and only in him. Any other way you try to get complete is not going to be complete, because we're only complete in him and abiding in him. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. Why? Because you're abiding in him and you know what it is, what he wants to do, and you can ask for it, it'll happen. Because you abide in him, you know what to ask for. Oh, yeah. So we're complete in him, only in him. There's no completeness in our lust, in self, and selfish ambitions and desires. There's no completeness in that. Many Christians are frustrated today because they're looking for fulfillment in their job. They're looking for fulfillment in their pocketbook. They're looking for fulfillment in stuff, gathering more stuff. They're looking for fulfillment in their family relationship with one another, or they're looking for fulfillment in relationship with people instead of dwelling in their completeness, which is only in Christ Jesus the Lord. That's where we're complete. We're complete in him and only in him. You're not complete in relationship with other people. You're never fully complete in that. It only comes from Jesus. Not in yourself, not in others. A lot of folks just wander through life empty and lacking and incomplete and frustrated. When you follow after self, you become its slave. And it is a cruel taskmaster. When you're subject to self and you're enslaved to selfishness and self-centeredness, that is a cruel taskmaster, because you're never fulfilled. And any fulfillment you have is short-lived. Because the things of this world will never bring the satisfaction and fulfillment that Jesus does, and putting him at the center of your life and him as your primary focus and getting yourself in him, that's the thing. Amen? It really matters. Really matters. So why are so many struggling, striving? Go to James 4. James 4. From whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your lust at war in your members? You lust and you have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. See? No wonder. Why are so many struggling, fighting among themselves? Because they are not living in their completeness, in their love for Jesus, in the love relationships of intimacy. This is what they have. They have war, strife, fighting, demonic, emptiness. Quit worrying about going up all the time and start dwelling on growing up into Christ. The Bible tells us in Ephesians to grow up into Christ, to grow up into him, is to be living complete in him. We're going to have to become single-minded, not double-minded people. So many of us are double-minded. No wonder we don't get anything from God, because, you know, the double-minded person is unstable in all their ways, the Bible says. We don't want to walk in instability. We want to walk in stability. Therefore, we need to be single-minded. We need to be singly focused. We need to be complete in him, not trying to be complete in self. Self cannot bring completion to you. Only Jesus can bring completion to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we must not be quit looking at the external, the flesh and the pride of man, but look at the spiritual. Listen, in the difficult days we live in and the ones that are coming on the earth, the only way we're going to be able to recognize the truth is, and let's just read it. Acts 4:13. Let's go over there. Hallelujah. Acts 4:13. want to read it in the scripture to you. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. That's the only way we're going to make it, by being with Jesus, folks. Spending time with him, being in his presence. There are no other credentials which are acceptable to the Lord or that should be acceptable to us. Men's degrees from seminaries and cemeteries, right? and papers and diplomas and recommendations. They're not the basis for the relationship. See, the bottom line is, have you been with Jesus? The bottom line, they were with Jesus. They took note that they've been with Jesus. Not a doctrine, not some man's organization, but is the truth dwelling in them. Have they been with Jesus? Have they been with Jesus? We are with Jesus. We may quit looking for that which feeds the pride and the ego and looks good externally. Instead, is there love there? Is there humbleness? Is there humility? Have they been with Jesus? We're going to have to learn to be totally dependent on him and learn to be with Jesus all the time. We're going to have to become a people who judge not after our eyes, but after the Spirit. We got to have the spiritual discernment, you know. Then we will recognize him and recognize him and everyone with whom he dwells within, see, because there are going to be a whole lot of people masquerading as him or that supposedly dwell in him that don't dwell in him. We will be gathered under his wings and protected from the onslaught and the great deception and falling away to come on the earth that's coming right now upon us. It will come, and you can pray and pray against it. Realize that what is written in the book, which is, it has to come to pass, right? What is written in the book will come to pass. So there are things we can change right now until we know different. We can go to war against it, and we can pull down these strongholds, pull down these wicked governments that are up there that have no right to be there, that stole their place that they are in the first place or whatever. 2 John 1 and 2, it says here, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all them that have known the truth. For the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Think about that one now. The time is upon us where we will know each other only after the truth that dwelleth in us. And what is that truth? That truth is Jesus, right? That truth is Jesus, 1 John 5:20. See, and we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. See, he's given us an understanding. He's given us discernment. He's given us a revelation so that we can know others that are in the truth, because a lot of people that are going to claim to be in the truth are not in the truth. A lot of people that claim to be in the truth right now, they're not in the truth, right? And there are going to be many imposters, false prophets, the Bible says, false teachers, those that say they're Christ or they have Christ, when they don't have Christ. Come here, I have Christ. I'm Christ. I'm anointed. Christ means the anointed one. See, I'm the anointed one. No, you're not. See, we have to have the discernment of the true spirit within. See, this is the eternal life, being in Christ, in the truth, and the truth is in us, and being in love with the truth. See, there should be a knowing of true believers, a discernment of the true spirit within another person and of his presence, and know, or the lack of his presence. See, we should be able to know that. And I want you to check your motivation. Are you serving your God today for what he'll give you, or for a fire escape out of fear? Or do you really love him? I mean, really? Or do you just parrot, of course I love Jesus? Or is it real to you because he's real to you? Can you say, Lord, reveal the truth to me today? You are the truth. Whatever happens, I choose to be in love with you and be to love you and abide in you. You are mine. I am yours today and forever, forevermore. Oh, yeah. Are you that way? I renounce the lies and the twisting of Satan and his forces of darkness that twist the truth. Are you doing that today? I'm a lover of the truth. Jesus is the truth and my truth. See, the knowing of him is our reality and our deliverance. In these days, those who lack him and his truth will be deceived. And we don't want to be those who lack him and his truth. Let your love relationship with love himself grow. Let it be growing right now while you have a relative time here of a tiny bit of stability that's left in the earth before things really go into the dark end times of what Satan has planned to do in this earth. Put your time into him, not all the distractions of demons in the world. Yeah, we live in the world and we function in the world, but the world is not to be our primary focus, not to be our passion, not to be our love. Another strategy of our enemy is to turn us against Jesus, like I thought about, to get you bitter, to get you angry at God, for perceived wrong by him. Well, he failed to answer my prayer the way I wanted him to. Yeah, someone died. Like Ted Turner, remember? Ted Turner, he supposedly prayed that his sister would live when she was sick and dying, and she went ahead and died. And he hated God ever since and blamed God for his sister's death. He didn't know God at that time when he prayed to God for that. But, you know, many people, the reason they're so against God is that Satan has twisted their perception and made them blame God for something that God had nothing to do with. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come to give life. Satan had somehow, you know, a right to that sister. I don't know, you know, what was going on. But Satan came and stole and killed and destroyed. And he's had Ted Turner in his grip ever since. He's been opposing Christianity ever since. Satan has evil fruit, just as we can know that a Christian by seeing within them the fruit of the Spirit. We can know an unbeliever by the fruit of Satan. See, we can know the lost by a spirit of darkness within them. Their eyes are dark. They don't have the lit up light of the Holy Spirit in them. Again, there is either the Holy Spirit in a person or an unholy spirit that is dominating the person. An unregenerated spirit merged with an evil spirit. But we have a regenerated spirit in us merged with the Holy Spirit, not an unholy spirit. Not merged with an evil spirit. See, because the lost people, they have a demon even in their spirit. Because their spirit is in darkness, they're not born again. But a Christian, there's a light in their spirit. They lit up the Holy Spirit. Light is in them. And you look in their eyes, the eyes of the window in. And you can see sometimes demons in a Christian's eyes too. But you can see there's a light there, though. There's a light there. If you have discernment of spirits, you can see that. So there's either the Holy Spirit in a person's spirit or an unholy spirit in their spirit. And which one is it? You have to be able to discern that. Either a person is connected to divine Jesus or there is no connection, and there is a connection to darkness, Satan. So we're going to have to be able to discern this to live in these latter days, because there are going to be many deceivers. Again, the Bible warns us, many deceivers in the last days, false God, false Christ, false prophets. And that's what's going to be going on, see? False truths that are not really truth, but antichrist things. They may have imposed it a Christian to get you into a trap, or someday, you know, just to, you know, turn you in so that you'd be hung or have the guillotine chop your head off or put to death for your faith in Jesus. Remember, Satan's going to try to appear as an angel of light, you know, and deceive many. But however he does that, whether he comes in flying saucer as a being from another planet appearing as an angel of light, or whatever way he chooses to come and deceive. So develop your discernment. Learn to recognize the truth. And that which is true right now, folks, become a lethal weapon in the hand of the Lord and against Satan. Amen. Amen. The Bible says, you are my battle axe and weapons of war. That's what he calls us. His battle axe and weapons of war. That's what he calls us in the Word of God. So let's become a holy terror to the devil. Not let him terrorize us. The Bible says we're in nothing terrified. We're not to be the one that's terrified, folks. We know where we're going. We know who has us in his hand. We know who's going to take care of us until we pass from this life or go be with him. Whichever happens first, we know it. And you got to be able to say, I know that I know that I know that. If you don't, can't say that, I got to question if you're even born again. And if you are born again and you can't say that, you need to get really closer to Jesus. This is the time. What are you waiting for? This is the time to get closer to the Master. It's time to go into the hands of the Lord and be covered in the shadow of his wings. Amen. This is the time to recognize the enemy and not be terrorized, but instead to cast him out, to do warfare against him, to pull down the strongholds of darkness, and to prevail. We are the prevailing ones. Satan's not going to prevail. He is not. It's going to all fall apart on him. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. He will be brought to confusion. He will be brought to naught. We must remember these things. Otherwise, we will give in and say, whoa, look how strong the devil is. No, he's not so strong. Jesus is way stronger than the devil. The Creator is stronger than the creature any moment of the day. Amen. Father, we thank you for the word of God this evening. We thank you for the time we've had in the word of challenging the people to draw near to you and draw into you and dwell in you night and day, be in the presence of the loved one, the one who loved us so much so that he died on the cross and bore the sins and iniquities and sins and sicknesses of us, took it all upon him that he might save us. Lord, the one who loves us so much that there's no words to describe that kind of love. Father, we thank you for loving us in such a way. We thank you that we can be lost in you. But really, we're found in you because really, it's not being lost. It's being consumed in the fullness of God, where our person is joined to your person, that we are complete in you. Father, this is a supernatural experience. This is a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit as you draw us in to you. Thank you for doing this work in us, Father. Thank you for bringing us into greater areas of understanding and discernment of spirits and more deliverance, too, to get rid of the things that cling on us, on our flesh, that dwelleth with no good things there. We get rid of those things. Thank you that we'll get rid of some tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the thanksgiving tonight. You are good, and your mercies endure for all generations, you said, forever, to all generations. The Lord, you are indeed glorious, and we honor you tonight, and we thank you for the fullness of your presence right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Be right back. We'll do some deliverance. Okay, welcome back, folks. We're going to do some deliverance now. Are you ready to get some stuff out? Amen. Amen. All right, let's go after the spirit here in Jesus' name. Let's get sexual lust, lust spirits. We bind them. If you're being controlled by them or being attacked by them or having some problem with them in any way, we attack that spirit right now. Sexual lust, the lust spirits, the spirit of lust, you come out in Jesus' name right now. Bind you. Command you to come up out of there in the name of Jesus. We rebuke those spirits of lust. We renounce you. We get out of agreement with you now. So, yeah, if that's you, get out of agreement with it. Say, I renounce those spirits of lust. I command you to leave me now in Jesus' name. I do not want you. I'm not in agreement with you. You just tell them that, see? And let those demons know you mean business. You're not playing with them. It's not just a hoping they go. You know they're going to go. You got to believe and faith that you will be delivered, that you shall be delivered. Come out, 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 all that lust, go, 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 come out, 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 lust, all those lust spirits, I bind you, break your hold, come out in Jesus' name, the blood is against you, come out, 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 come out. All the way, come out in the name of Jesus. Keep coming out. The Lord rebuke you. You got to go. All those lust spirits, those lustful spirits, come out. Come out. Fantasy lust, lust in the night seasons, all that lust, sexual dreams, sexual attacks in the sleep. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name, come out and out and out, all the way out, all the way up out of there, go, 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 up and out in Jesus' name, up and out and out and out, all the way out, you have to go, demons, you've lost your house, come out, 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 all the way out. All the lust spirits, gotta go, in Jesus' name. All those lust spirits, go, go, go. Fantasy lust, come out, come out, come out. Masturbation lust, come out. All that masturbation, go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, up and out, in Jesus' name. Masturbation, go, 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 go. Go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out, all the way out. Up and out of there, go, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, go, in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, all those unclean spirits, come out, sexual uncleanness, come out, in Jesus' name, come out, 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 come out of there, up and out, all the way out. Spirit of uncleanness, go. All that uncleanness, the unclean mind, the unclean thoughts, come out. All that unclean spirit, come out, come out, come out. Come out in Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. All the way up out of there, go, 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 go. Sexual deception, go. Thinking that sex is going to fulfill you and make your life great, come out. All that sexual deception, come out. That Hollywood sexual deception, come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out. We come against the pain in people's bodies. Somebody requests for pain in their body, different parts of their body manifesting. Come out right now, all the way out. All those spirits of pain in various parts of their body, come out of there, all the way out. We rebuke that pain in different parts of the body. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, we break the curse of having, you know, all these different pains and the devil trying to put symptoms there and lies to try to get a person to be fearful. You come out all the way out. Go, all those pains, the various body pains, body aches, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 out, 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 all the way out. Keep coming out, up and out, keep going in Jesus' name, all the way out. All the way out. Come out. All those various body pains. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus is against you, demons. Come out of there. All the way out. Keep coming out. all the way out, up and out. Keep going, keep moving, keep coming, all the way out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. All those spirits that try to make you think something's wrong with you when you're not, all the spirits that try to do that to people, you come out, people, right now. The hypochondriac spirit, you come out. Come on, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Making you think there's something wrong when there's not anything wrong. You come out of it, all the way out. We rebuke those spirits too. Come out, come out. Try to put fear on you, control you by fear of physical maladies. You come out. Fear of physical problems. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Some people are always looking for something wrong in their body. You come out of that. I'm not saying the person requested this is. I'm just saying that a lot of people do that. They're always thinking something's wrong in themselves. And the devil is making them be fearful about their body. Am I going to die? Am I going to die? What is the root of that? Is it insecurity? Is that the fear of death? Or what is that? Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Keep going in Jesus' name. Be wounded. I mean, be weakened by the blood of Jesus and come out all the way out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Fear of sexual abuse, you come out. Fear of sexual abuse, molestation, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. All the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Maybe spirit of abortion, if you had an abortion. Linda ministered to somebody last week that had an abortion, and Linda told him, you know, Jesus can forgive you for that abortion. You mean God would do that? You know, they didn't even think it was forgivable, and they were tormented. They were just crying. Well, you know, God forgives abortion. That's not the unpardonable sin. So come out of there, spirit of abortion. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out all the way out. All that spirit of abortion, come out. 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 All the way out. Up and out. Go in Jesus' name. Go. All that spirit of abortion, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. All the way out of there. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Go, move, go, go, go. Move, 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 move. Up and out of there. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go in Jesus' name. Come out, come out, come out, come out now. All that abortion spirit, all that spirit of murder, come out in Jesus' name. Come out all the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out. Spirit of schizophrenia, you come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Those false personalities. Come on. Those false personalities. You come out now in the name of Jesus right now. Go. 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 Those demonic false personalities. Of schizophrenia, you come out all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, I bind you. We break your control over people now. Come out in Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. 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 Spirit of frustration, being frustrated with people right now, frustrated at work. Frustrated with family members, all that frustration, you come out right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Frustration, frustration with your parents, all frustration, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, frustration. I rebuke that frustration, rebuke that frustration. You have to go. Come out, come out, come out, 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 all the way out, all that frustration, go. In the name of Jesus right now, we are talking to the spirits of frustration. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. We're talking to bitterness too. You come out. Bitterness. Spirit of bitterness. I rebuke you, bitterness. The grudges, holding grudges, being angry at God. Come out. Come out angry at somebody, holding a grudge, holding aught against somebody. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Ask Jesus, ask the Father, forgive you for that, as Jesus, and confess it as a sin. Confess my sin of bitterness, confess my sin of anger, confess my sin of holding a grudge, whatever it may be. You confess that and say, the Lord cleanses you from that. Now you get the demon out. Come out. Get out of agreement with it too. Come out. All the way out. I'm out of agreement with your anger, your unforgiveness, your bitterness. Get out of agreement. Come out. Come out. All the way out. That unforgiving spirit, come out. That bitter spirit, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That grudge-holding spirit, come out. 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 All the way out. Go, go, go. Out, 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 out of there. All the way. Come out. 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 Come out, spirit of nightmares, you too, come out. You too, come out. All those nightmare spirits, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Remember, keep coming out, bitterness. Keep coming out, all that bitterness. All that rage, bitterness. Come out, go, 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 go. Toward somebody, come out. Toward God, come out. All the way out. Keep going, keep going. Keep coming out. Keep coming out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, those nightmares, you come out too, those nightmare spirits. Come out, nightmares. I rebuke the nightmares. Come out, 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 out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. All the nightmares. All those spirits that make you think you're having a relationship with somebody that's not your husband and wife in your dream. That's a night spirit. That's a wicked spirit that's invading your dream. Because you're not supposed to be committing adultery or fornication in your dream. Either, just like you're not supposed to be doing it when you're awake, you're not supposed to do it in your dreams. And if you're being attacked that way in your dream, that is an attack. That is Satan. That is a demonic spirit attacking you. So we command those spirits of adultery in the night or sexual spirit visitation in the dream in the night. Come out right now. Go, incubus, succubus, night spirit, spirit wife, spirit husbands. Come out. All the way out. Come out, 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 come out. You may have to do work here in the middle of your dream to get rid of those things because, you know, you're aware of what's going on in your dream and you can engage the enemy in that dream. When you're being attacked in your dream, you are aware and you can engage. You just have to do it. You have to cast it out. You have to tell it, stop and get out of my dream. Get out of it. Get out of my mind. You stop that. I am not going to have a relationship with somebody that is not my husband or my wife. And I rebuke you, demons. You get out of there. Go, you spirit wife, spirit husband. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Night spirit. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus against you. Go in Jesus' name. Loose them and let them go all the way out, all the way out. Those night spirits have to go in Jesus' name, all the way out. All that tension and stress and nervousness and worry, come out. All that tension, stress over the end times and over all that's happening in the world, the dollar being devalued and not having enough and the grocery shelves going bare and all this stuff. People need to get themselves gardens. They need to get themselves food prepared and get ready because the times are not going to get better right away. Things are going to begin to show up as shortages and problems. And yeah, so get ready, get ready, get ready. Get your chicken, get your garden, get ready so you can eat. Yeah, amen. If you haven't already done it, it's time to do so. Keep coming out all the way out. Go, go, go. All that stress over the future, tension, nervousness, worry, fear. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there all the way out. Even if you can only grow in your little house or apartment or mobile home, whatever, you can still grow something. I mean, sprouts are very nutritious and they'll grow indoors and they're very good, nutritious for people. Come out all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. Go. All that fear or worry about the future, worry about the economy, the financial worries, you come out of there. Worry about paying your debt. Come out, come out. Worry about having a place to live. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all that worry. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, worry about being put out on the street. go in Jesus' name. Worry about losing everything, that fear of losing everything and being homeless. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Keep coming out, up and out, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Go, 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 go. Come out now, up and out, all the way, all that stress, come out in Jesus' name. All that tension, come out, tenseness, come out, 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 come out. All the way, you gotta go, gotta go. All the anxiety, come out, the anxiety, come out, come out. Depression about the life and about the things that are happening, all that depression, come out. Come out, come out, being traumatized by the things that are happening around us in the world. Come out, that traumatizing spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The anger at those that are doing this to you, come out. All the anger at those wicked politicians and keep coming out, excuse me. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Let them go. Breathe them out. Cough them out. Sigh them out. Let them go all the way out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out, all the way out. In Jesus' name. Come out, 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 all the way out. Brain fog. You come out of the brain right now, the brain fog. All that brain fog, come out of the mind, come out, Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus over your mind. Come out of there, all the way out. Brain fog, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Forgetfulness, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, in Jesus' name, all the way out. Father, we thank you for deliverance tonight. We praise you for the time here that we've shared in the ministry of deliverance and the ministry of the word and time of prayer, just being in your presence. Lord, we ask you to just saturate us all with your love and the closeness of your spirit. Make us very much aware of you as we seek your face even more and more in these times, Lord. Like never before, Lord, let us have hunger for you. Father, we pray tonight as we leave the broadcast, Lord, and bless every listener and minister to them in a very special way, Father, these next few days, Father, that you would just very much be close to them and let them draw near to you. In Jesus' name, we thank you for that. Thank you for loving us like you do in such an awesome way and a godly, wonderful way that you love us. Appreciate you, Lord God. Amen. All right, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for being there in the chat room. Appreciate you folks. And we'll see you back next week, same time. And pray that it'll also be a blessing to you then next week. And we can trust God with all of our heart in the meantime. Amen. So let's pray.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth that day. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. No evil shall befall thee, no evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
He shall give his angels charge over thee,
to keep thee in all thy ways.
They shall bear thee up in their hands,
and thou dash thy foot against the stone. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. It shall not come nigh thee, 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 it shall not come nigh thee.
Amen. Isn't that the truth? I believe it. You believe it? I believe it. It shall not come nigh thee. It shall not come nigh thee. Surely he shall deliver thee. Just ask Jesus to fill your home, fill your life with more of him. And he will, if you sincerely want to. I mean, those who seek him with all their heart find him, and he shows up. And it's good because he's good. He loves. Love fill our lives. Amen. Those who abide in the secret place is the secret. It's a place of love. It's in his presence. Amen. All right. Well, good night, and Lord bless you. You have a blessed weekend, and we will see you back next week.